Prom season is coming up. That means tuxes, gowns, and limousines. But these days, an old-fashioned stretch limo can look a bit stodgy. The new rage is party buses. They carry more people, and you can even stand up, dance, and drink as you cruise down the road. But these parties on wheels can come at a price. Nationwide, there have been nearly 24 fatalities on these buses, including one here in the Northwest. Now, regulators in Washington State are getting ready to crack down on the industry. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
If you've never been on a party bus before, let me take you inside one.
I'm William. This is my party bus.
William Prigmore is showing me his converted 1998 Ford shuttle bus. Picture neon lights, wraparound leather seats, and the center aisle converted into a narrow wood dance floor.
Got a nice stereo system with a PlayStation 2, 37-inch flat-screen TV, exotic pole.
Yes, this bus even has a brass pole, and no, it's not for holding onto around corners. I asked Prigmore, what's the point of a party bus?
The general concept is that people are paying a driver to drive them around so they can get intoxicated.
Sometimes the clients are going clubbing, or it's an event like a bachelorette party. And then there are the kids.
We do proms and graduations. Of course, those kids don't drink.
He says with a smile. Actually, Prigmore tells me he's canceled a trip before because of underage drinking. But there's also a saying in this business. What happens on the party bus stays on the party bus. Prigmore says these parties on wheels have replaced the limo as the vehicle of choice for nights on the town. But as the industry gains popularity, regulators are scrambling to catch up. Dave Danner chairs Washington's Utilities and Transportation Commission. This state agency regulates in-state bus companies.
You've got a mix of alcohol, strobe lights, thumping party music, smoke machines, 4 tons of metal going down the road at 60 miles per hour. That's a cocktail for problems.
Danner says there's no way he would allow his own teenage daughter to ride on a party bus.
I would say no. I don't want her on a party bus.
And why is that?
Because I'm not convinced they're safe.
Danner notes the term party bus company doesn't even appear in Washington law, and there are loopholes companies can exploit to avoid regulation.
The fact of the matter is we don't know the universe of operators out there.
Now, so far, Washington has been spared the types of party bus tragedies that have happened elsewhere in the country.
Falling through the door of a party bus.
Killed after sticking his head out of an emergency hatch and hitting an overpass.
Killed after falling out of a party bus.
Investigators say the 26-year-old fell out of the back door of the Midnight Express party bus.
Washington's Utilities and Transportation Commission reports that over the past 4 years, there have been 21 fatalities nationwide. C.J. Saraceno from Watertown, Connecticut, was one of those fatalities. The graduate of Tufts University died in Los Angeles while celebrating a friend's birthday. According to police reports, CJ was standing up in the front of the bus when it suddenly shifted. He fell against the passenger door, it opened, and he tumbled out. CJ's father is Christopher Saraceno.
He was holding on for dear life as he's being dragged down the road in a jackknife position, hanging out the door, and the next thing you know, he got sucked under the tires and, you know, the rest of the story.
An investigation found the door wasn't working properly and the bus shouldn't have even been on the road that night. Another of those 21 deaths hit closer to home. 11-year-old Angie Hernandez from Portland died when an emergency exit window popped out.
Angie Hernandez fell out of the bus and was run over by the rear wheels of the bus.
That's Frank Langfitt. He's the Portland attorney who represented the Hernandez family. He says the investigation found the party bus was in poor mechanical condition and the driver and the bus company were not properly licensed.
There's a desperate need for regulation to protect the public, especially if you're going to have children on these buses.
The city of Portland did step up enforcement and inspections of party buses following the death of Angie Hernandez, but so far California appears to be the only state with a specific party bus statute. Jim Hall is the former chair of the National Transportation Safety Board. He says regulators across the nation need to pay attention to this growing industry.
There have been enough accidents and fatalities, especially to young people, that there's plenty of grounds for local and state government to take appropriate action.
Now, here in Washington State, the Utilities and Transportation Commission just produced a 17-page report on party bus safety. The recommendations include a ban on double-decker party buses and a requirement that paid chaperones supervise any party bus with riders under 21. Let go of your heart, mind, and soul. Back on board William Prigmore's bus, he expresses dismay that his industry is getting a bad rap.
This is keeping a lot of drunk drivers off of the road, or these party buses. This is something very positive.
Ultimately, Prigmore believes customers have to take some responsibility too. First, to check that they're booking a properly licensed party bus and to behave in a safe manner once they're on board. To date, regulators in Washington have shut down two party bus companies and identified five others that were operating without a permit. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.